Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Jesse Nagel, and I'm feeling quite lonely in studio today. It's just me. I've seen the comments come through. I've seen the questions. Everyone wants to know what the host thinks. So now's the time to do so. Six games to look forward to in the DStv Premiership, and I'll be walking you through that quite quickly. On Saturday, there's a crunch tie between Chipper United and Marumo Gallants. And we saw Marumo Gallants quite unfortunate. They drew to Kaizer Chiefs. They were a goal ahead. They eventually drew the game. And there's been quite a bit of controversy around them. They're yet to pick up their first win. But you can sort of put a line through that feat and just, you know, look at the last fixture. They were fully deserved of their draw against Kaizer Chiefs. So how do they fare against the Chipper United side? Chipper United, of course, they beat AmaZulu last time out, in-form AmaZulu at that. So it seems that they're doing quite fine without Dane Clates. Whenever Chipper Mbengisi presses the reset button, things happen quite quickly and quite successfully. So we can't really fault him on that. I think for this fixture, I think I should sway our punters or our listeners in the way of a draw. I mean, it is a typical PSL fixture. I'm going to move on to Golden Arrows against Swallows. I'm going to keep this one nice and short. Golden Arrows, the four-game unbeaten run did end last week. But again, drawing a line, there's a lot of lines being drawn here. They did lose to the champions. They did lose to one of the best teams on the continent in Mamelodi Sundowns. And they were level for quite some time. So it showed that Sundowns really had to dig deep. And if a team of Mamelodi Sundowns' caliber or quality has to sort of, you know, fight tooth and nail and to get a result against you, you must be doing something right. So Golden Arrows, expecting them to go on another long unbeaten run. I haven't, to be honest, haven't had a full look at the upcoming fixture list, but they certainly can avoid defeat. In fact, I think they're going to win this fixture quite comfortably. I know Swallows have had their ups and downs, but Golden Arrows for the win. And then Sekhukhune against Stellenbosch. Sure, where do I start with Sekhukhune? They've been quite a disappointment. Signed some quality players, Figo being the one that stands out, of course, coming from Pirates, all that experience. We know what he brings off the pitch. We've seen what he can do on the pitch. He hasn't been able to captain or to lead his charges in the right direction. They're currently at the bottom of the DStv Premiership standings. So I feel like Stellenbosch could walk away with whether it's a point or all three maximum points. I feel like Stellenbosch are probably on the right trajectory in terms of the DStv Premiership standings going into the international break, and then of course the break that happens in a couple months' time. Kaizer Chiefs against SuperSport United, probably the biggest fixture of the weekend. Kaizer Chiefs, we know where they are, just 2 points off the relegation zone, 2 points off the bottom of the table as well. So SuperSport United, Gavin Hunt going back, you can't say home because SuperSport is more of his home. He's won a couple of league titles there, and he'll be raring to go against this Kaizer Chiefs team just to show what they're missing without him. You know, SuperSport United, they've beat Richards Bay now. They've beat Mamelodi Sundowns, and they were the first team to win in Maritzburg. So it's so hard. I know Kaizer Chiefs can, you know, raise their game when the big guns come to town, but that hasn't been the case this season. So SuperSport United, I feel like they could, I fancy them on the win draw double chance, 11 to 20. And then there's just two games on Sunday. I think Sundowns looked the banker from the two games against AmaZulu. AmaZulu, I feel like they let a lot of people down, losing to Chipper United. And I don't know if you're the type that forgives easily, but I don't. So Sundowns should claim maximum points here. And then ending off the DStv Premiership action is a tie between Richards Bay and TS Galaxy. Two teams struggling for goals. Two teams with relatively good defenses. So I think that all points to a goalless draw or under 2.5 goals. And yeah, that's it from me, your host, Jesse Nagel, finally answering some of your questions and letting you know who's going to win this weekend. Until next week. Cheers.